views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Artie and Sky, Sky and Artie, Angels and Answers, Answers and Angels. You got it all, baby.
Artie and Sky, don't be shy. Give us a call.
All right. Oh, yeah. Give us a call, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Can't guarantee you good news, but I guarantee you the best news. The best news that we could possibly tell you.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of times when people come in for a reading,
yes.
You know, where they come in for a psychic reading and then all of a sudden spirit will start showing up, like their loved one will
yes.
show up. And then there are times where they feel like communicating or they think they want to communicate to the loved one. All of a sudden a whole reading comes out
yes.
instead of connecting to the other side.
Yes.
So people like us, we give people what they need to hear, not always just what they want to hear.
That's a given. That's a given,
you know,
and every client that I have, I always tell them the same thing. You might want to hear from Aunt Jeannie, who passed away 10 years ago, but you're going to hear from Uncle Fred if he comes
up. Who you
up.
Can't stand.
Right.
I never even liked the guy. Why right. is he coming here?
And believe
know?
It or not, the ones that you really can't stand are the ones you hear from them.
Yeah,
I did
really
a reading.
Is.
It's true. I did a party one time, and at the party, the first girl that I read, her father came up. Right away. And I gave her, it was a very healing for her reading. But at the end of the reading, she said to me, if I would have known that he was going to show up, I would never have come. I said, but don't you realize why he had to come? He had to apologize to you for the atrocities that he did to you.
Now, how did she take it after it was all over?
She didn't give a darn. Whether or not he apologized or not, the damage has been done, and she didn't care. If she had never heard from him for the rest of her life, she would have been fine. That's fine for her, and that's in her karma. But his karma was to come back and do that apology, you know? So, and I tried to explain that to her, and I apologized, but when spirit comes, I have to, you know, I
deliver
have to
the
say,
news.
Yeah, I have to.
Right. Now, there were times, you know, people have asked me, you know, did you ever see anybody who I thought was going to die within the family or friends?
Yeah.
And I have, but I choose not to share it. It's only happened once in a rare time because they'll ask about their kids or they'll ask about their relationship. You ask about whatever. And I will see certain things. It doesn't happen all the time. It happens once in a blue moon because
yeah.
My reads are usually very inspirational about anybody's life.
Yeah.
But, you know, compassion for the person, there's no way I'm going to tell them
of course.
About, you know, what I see as a potential tragedy or whatever.
Right.
It's just not happening, you know.
And you know what? We could be wrong. We're not God. And we would never want to, you know, not intentionally. You know, we could possibly, and this happens a lot when you're at a party and everybody's related. We might be seeing your brother-in-law coming up if he's cross when it's really your sister's cousin, even though it's your cousin. So, you know, different spirits could belong to different people. You understand what I
yeah.
mean. How do I explain that right?
No, when you feel like you're reading some, when you're in a group, when you're in a
yeah.
home and there's a group of people.
You feel like it's almost the same energy coming through.
Yeah. It could very well be somebody else within the room.
Yes.
Not necessarily that for that person right then and there. And you don't have control of that.
That's right.
And what's really funny is that, you know, on the most part, when I do readings for people, I like to read just one at a time. I don't, you know, some people say, oh, can I sit in on it? And I explain to everybody, just like you do, I might be picking up on your energy instead of hers, or vice versa, whatever. And they'll go, you know, a lot of times, especially if they're best of friends or they're close sisters or whatever the case is, I'll say, no, that's okay. They could sit in. I don't care. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. And so I was doing a reading for this one girl. I remember like it happened yesterday. It didn't happen yesterday, but I remember like it happened yesterday. And I'm doing a reading for this one girl, and everything that I said to this girl, she's going, no, no. And her friend's looking at her like she has three heads. She goes, yes, yes. And what about this? And what about this? And her friend was able to put everything together. That was one time I was thankful that the friend was there. And this has happened more than one time.
Yes, I got
that. And they were able to put two and two together, where the other person's going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you remember when we were on the air? And I was reading.
Which time?
The time when I was reading this lady, and I was telling her all these things that were happening physically to her. And she kept saying, oh, that's my sister. Oh, that's my sister. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh.
Not that I'm saying that it didn't happen.
No,
I
know
just
these,
personally
I'm not
don't
saying
remember.
That. No, okay. So that's what happened. Remember? And we said, oh, my God, you must be very close to your sister, because I was literally reading her sister through her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I easily do that for people. Mm-hmm. You know, or a lot of times when I'm reading for their kids, you know, and as I'm looking at the angel card and I'm reading on one of the kids, there are times where I'll read for their other kid instead of the one that I'm intentionally reading
for. Yes, I do that too a lot too.
So I tell the mother, I said, well, you're able to put two and two together, and then as far as given the personalities and the circumstances, but come hell to high water, I do see this happening, you know, and it blows me away when I hear about, you know, predictions that I make for people's kids. And then later on, literally years later, I'll say, hey, Artie, you said this, and you predicted this, and that happened, and this happened. Yeah. And your name always comes up. I love hearing that. My ego loves hearing your name always comes up. We talk about you during this. And like, you know, to have somebody speak of you on a positive note,
it's always lovely.
It's always nice. And that's why it's very important to always put your best foot forward.
All the time, all the time, all the time. You don't always have to be right. But as long as you've given it your best effort, then that means the world.
You know, also, you don't want to be a person of somebody who likes to get revenge on people. Because then if you're the one, if you want to get revenge on somebody, what's happening is that you are becoming just as bad as the person who originally caused the pain. Because now what you're doing is you're recreating all that pain all over again, trying to get back at somebody. You can do what you can do to try to protect yourself or to stop that person or to put things in your favor, but not necessarily just down outright get revenge on somebody, because then you're giving them power to generate more negative energy through you. And you don't want that to happen, even though it will satisfy your ego in the moment. And yes, they do deserve it, but allow God and the angels, you know, to decide as far as how they're going to get payback. And we don't always see the ramifications to their actions of the quality of their life. But just know that, you know, nobody gets away with nothing. Trust me, nobody escapes from the eyes of God. And, you know, and it's a natural reaction. It's called, you know, the law of balance, the law of karma, you know, in this world. And
it's not that we're saying that God is going to punish you. What we are saying is that whatever you reap, you sow. And that is exactly what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, the universe creates a law of balance.
Yes.
And that's what it is. So if you overly take in one area without giving back, then believe me, there's going to be such – you're going to get it one way or another.
You'll give back one way or the other.
You'll get it back. So, you know, a lot of times where you think like, oh, they always get everything, or they always – get away with murder, or they're getting away with this or that.
They're not.
Trust me, the quality of their life is terrible. And for those people that, you know, have been wronged by their partner, trust me, when they go to another partner, that partner is getting the same crap that you got. All right.
Right.
So, you know, don't think that, so don't feel jealous about the other person because they have, you know, this person that you originally wanted or who wronged you. So when this person goes to the other person, trust me, they're getting your dirty laundry.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's frustrating, you know, and, you know, trying to make up for lost time. You know, a lot of people say, oh, but we have so many years invested. I want to try to make it work. Well, you want to know something? Sometimes you have to know when the ride is over. And that's just the way it is, you know, trying to keep, you know, trying to nickel and dime. It's like trying to hold on to a car that's constantly breaking down on you and it's nickel and diming you to death. You know, so when you're in a relationship that's constantly gnawing away at you, like, you know, I don't know. Give me something that gnaws away.
My husband.
Gnaws away, you know, constantly nibbling away at you little by little, you know. Like that big Turkish taffy or that big sugar daddy. I used to buy those large sugar daddies. Oh, I couldn't like wait them. It was like a challenge to me to finish that whole sucker that was like about 3 feet long. So like nibbling away at that little by little by little by little, you finish the whole thing.
And that's so funny because, you know, Bonomo Turkish taffy. I love it. I wonder if anybody remembers that over there. Bonomo Turkish
taffy. I'm sure somebody does.
Used to slap it on the counter. It used to break up and it used to suck that thing and it used to get nice and mushy in your mouth. And I remember always eating it at the movies.
Really? At the movies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Movies.
Wow.
Yes.
No, I relate popcorn to movies and now they got the little bite-sized pretzels
yes.
to movies and stuff.
I was always afraid of popcorn because I choked one time with popcorn.
Really?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. It was annoying. It wasn't that I was afraid of it. It was annoying. It used to get the kernels get in my teeth, and it always sticks in my gum.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a little annoying for me.
Okay, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we have more popcorn jokes and stories. No, we're just kidding. But stick around because we'll read for you if you want. Just call 800-930-2819, and Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
She had silky smile. She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man, and my bite is much worse than my bite. He said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. If you push me too far, I just might.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Talk about memories of these songs. That's unbelievable.
Where's Captain Steuben when you need him?
I know. You know what's a fun thing to do? If you go on these cruises have like, you know, these rock groups, and you could, you know, be on the cruise with these famous rock groups and or comedians. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting personalities that go on these cruises, and it's a lot of fun. So if you went there and went with a bunch of friends, I think that's great. You know, especially girls' night out. Why don't you have a girls' night out? Have a psychic party with Sky and I.
Yes.
And that would be a lot of fun. Yeah, it really is. It's a lot of fun. And you know, it's very relaxing and exciting mm-hmm. and it's really cool. You know, and you know, a lot of times when I've done parties, girls have had jewelry parties at the same time. They have a jewelry party, or they sell candles,
pocketbooks,
or they, you know, there are massages.
Nice.
You know, there are certain girls who do massages while the party's going on, which
is really lovely.
Cool. So that would be really
that would be very nice.
That would be a fun night out. Get away from the kids. Get away from the your spouse or a partner in life, and just chill out for yourself.
And
a lot of people spend so much time taking care of everyone else's needs.
This is true.
That they put
their
own needs behind. And a lot of times a luxury is a necessity. All right. So treat yourself. Treat yourself like the queen that you are. Treat yourself better than ever.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, you have the rest of your life, and don't worry about all the yesteryears, what you could have done, what you should have done, what your friends are doing, what your friends have. You make the best of your life of what you got, and just, you know, and just try to look at it from that perspective. And right now we have a beautiful person all the way from California. We have Rose from California.
Hi, Rose.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, our pleasure. We heard that they named a bowl after you.
Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Rose, do you live by the water?
No, I mean, not like super far, but
I don't mean like right on top of it.
Well,
but like, do you still have access to see the water every day? I mean, not from your bedroom, but
you're
like
saying
in, your
water
travels.
Every day?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
Do you have access to either pass the water or see the water? Like, you know.
Not where I live, no.
Now we live. Okay. Because I am seeing you near water. I don't know if you're looking to move or anything. But I am feeling two things. One, that I feel as though there's going to be a move for you. And it's going to be near water. And two, that you're striving for your life's work. In other words, I'm being told by my angels that not to worry. Not to worry. And keep working towards your life's purpose. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. I'm feeling like I don't know where to go next with my career.
Your career is not doing so well right now?
Well, I'm not happy at my place of employment.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm switching gears just a little bit. I'm picking up on your health, and I'm getting that, you know, you need to be more caring to your stomach area. And I feel like your body needs a cleansing.
Okay.
I feel like you need a good cleansing. And, you know, whenever I see ginger ale within my thoughts or anything with ginger, it tells me that the person needs to take care of their stomach. And I feel like a really good cleansing, you're going to feel much healthier and much better. But you need your intestine needs a clearing out. You need to go for a flushing.
Okay. I'll look. Do you just take like a drink or something, like a special drink or?
Well, they do have, you know, they do have certain, I guess, what, vitamins or laxatives out there that, that could definitely cleanse your system, which is very, very healthy because they're also showing me like prunes and raisins, which is also, you know, a sense of, you know, cleansing out your body. And I feel like that. You know, you really are. You're going to end up having more energy. You're really going to feel much, much better.
Lighter.
And but I feel like you have to cleanse out your bowels and your intestines. And you're going to feel. Trust me, you're going to feel much, much better. So just go to the pharmacy and say which is the best one to use as far as cleansing your system.
And Rose, I feel as though you're really worried about your career. As far as not being able to support yourself.
Yes. yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes, I agree with what you're saying.
Okay. I don't even feel that you've already put your finger on what you really want to do. Or if you have, that it's not working out for you at this point. And that you're striving to find your life's purpose.
Yes.
I think you should run away with the circus. No, I'm only kidding.
I'm all for having fun.
I might be seeing water because of that particular reason. I'm just feeling that you need to be near water.
Okay.
I really do. Now, I don't know if that makes sense to your career or what you're looking to do, but I do see that you need to be near water.
Do you see me getting like a new job anytime soon?
I actually do see you getting a new job. That's why I feel as though you're going to, I see you near water. I don't know if it's that you're going to have to move to where there's a place where there's water or your job is going to be located there, but it's a real reason. There's a real definite reason why you need to be there. Are you in the clerical field?
No. No, not at all.
What is it like, techno? Are you a technical person? Is there a tech lab or some sort?
No, No, I'm in the social services field.
Special services, meaning in the military?
Where is it that you work? We're not seeing it.
I work with disadvantaged youth.
So she's a social worker.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see that. I don't really see that happening for you.
Well, that's what I've been. Oh, you're saying in the future?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what I've been doing for years.
Yeah, I see you in a different aspect of that kind of a similar career, but not, you know, doing what you've done, because you're not getting fulfilled from that. You're not making enough money, and you're really worried about being able to support yourself. And I just keep seeing a lot of water for her.
What I'm personally getting for you is that you're going to have an opportunity to make some extra money. There's some kind of a special, what's that? When they're trying new products, when they're trying
product research,
like some kind of a research project of some sort that I see you making extra money at some kind of a research, or it's new development or new products or something that I see you making some extra money doing or trying out.
Yeah, that could be.
So I want you to keep your eyes, ears, and senses open in regards to anything that involves with something that has to do with research, because I keep seeing something with research and you making money off of it.
Oh, and you know what else I'm seeing now? Is there a hospital near the water? Because I see you getting a job in a hospital.
Oh, really? I've been wanting to, like, get a job in a hospital for a long time, but it's very, very hard to get in my field, because you have to have previous experience working in a hospital.
Well, I see that there's a hospital near water. I'm telling you right now. I see it very clearly, and I see you actually working in a hospital. So I feel that
as like a medical
events
social
are gonna
worker
come where you are going to get that job.
Am I going to find it online, or
I'll tell you the truth. As far as online goes, everybody turns in loads and loads of applications online. I feel that if they meet you in person, and if maybe you fill out an application online and then you take that application and you bring it there, I think you have a much better chance, because I believe a lot of people don't do that. And
yeah,
I feel that's going to be your saving grace to get that job.
You have to be more proactive, though, okay, as far as your search. You can't sit and wait, but keep the avenues open all the time and constantly see what's available. Listen to I think it might even be an advertisement that you might hear that you're going to get a job or something, but you are going to hear about it. But unfortunately, we got to go to a break right now.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome,
sweetie. We'll see you in the Rose Bowl.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart, you take care. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You want to know something? A couple of days ago, I was very impressed with one of my friend's new toys. Her husband bought her a piano, a $20,000 piano.
That's not much to spend on a good piano.
It's,
I know it.
No, wait,
they're crazy.
No, wait, we're not finished. She doesn't even play one note. She doesn't play the piano at all. She has a little iPod thing that plugs into the piano, and it holds like 1,000 songs. And this piano just starts playing all these songs.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's unbelievable. It's technology.
Like having, it's like having your own pianist in the house at all times.
I just don't get it. Like this thing that's about 1 inch long by 1/2 inch wide, and that carries like 1,000+ songs in these little chips. It's like, damn, how is that possible?
Ask the Chinese. I don't know.
I tell you, it's unbelievable.
Well, the Japanese,
technology.
They have these technology that's off the wall.
This little chip. And yet, you know, back in the day when computers first got, you know, created, you know, what's our laptop and stuff? These computers used to take up full-size rooms to be
that.
Able to do all this information and stuff.
I know.
And they condensed it and condensed it and condensed it until it's like the size of a shoe or smaller.
Isn't that crazy?
Size of your hand.
I know.
Smaller than your hand.
Well, look at your iPod. Look at your iPhones. Look at all that. The amount of information you can store on that thing is ridiculous. And everybody's got
it's,
one.
It's amazing. You know what amazed me when I saw the movie Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
It's, amazing movies that you got to see. These are inspirational movies. The movie, the life of Steve Jobs, the guy who was, I think, the creator of Apple.
Oh, yeah.
And The Imitation Game, the guy who actually created the computer.
Yeah.
Which stopped Germany from winning the war.
Yes.
You know, he was the originator from England who actually created the very first computer. And also, what was he, of course, he was an extreme mathematician. And what was that other one?
The guy who did Facebook, the kid?
Yeah, Facebook was amazing. And what was the other one? The guy who had like Luke's Gehrig disease, who couldn't talk, who was like an incredible.
You know what? I hate to say this, and please forgive me. I do not like that man whatsoever. I'm sorry to say. He could be a mathematical genius, but I do not agree with any of his.
The theory of everything.
Right.
The theory of everything.
I don't like that man. I'm sorry to say. And there's only one reason why. Because he's so cocky to think that there is no God. And he has said it a million times that you have to be stupid if you think that I saw the thing.
He actually gave credit that there was a God in the movie.
What was this?
In the movie. Yes, he did. At first he didn't, and then he gave credit that God existed.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
He
gave credit in the movie. It was actually a part of the movie. Did you fall asleep during that part or something?
No, I didn't even see it in the movies. I saw it on Netflix.
Okay, well, you're going to have to see it again and try to stay awake the whole thing.
What was the name of it?
Because the theory of everything.
Because I remember him.
Wait, do you remember? He was the guy who was in the wheelchair.
Yeah, and he had the thing in his throat.
Tray.
And he was like, he did with his teeth,
And his wife says, oh, my God, are you saying that there is the possibility of God? And, you know, and he smiled and he gave acknowledgement. But this is one man's perception.
I know, but I don't like that.
Well, sorry, you know, still, it's an amazing, amazing movie. So those are movies that's a must see, that if you really want to be inspired, especially when they're true stories based on people's lives and everything. It's amazing. What impressed me about Steve Jobs, you know, granted, everything has a price in life. It really does. So even when you're so brilliant or so rich or so creative or so incredibly talented, everything does have a price. And for these people who gave their life to their passion, which is, you know, with the computer and stuff, the price that they pay is the family life.
Oh, yes.
You know,
even these big tycoons that work in these big jobs that make millions of dollars, something's got to give. And it's usually their home life.
Right. And a lot of times, and even with, you know, famous actors and actresses and comedians.
Whatever.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, their kids end up committing suicide or their kids end up in drug rehab or whatnot because they're not getting the proper attention or whatever it may be. So it does a mind job on people it's a strong, unbalanced situation.
Well, sure. They're giving all of their attention to creating a fortune or creating what they're making.
What they're making, you know, and it is, it's a big sacrifice and you can't have the best of both worlds.
No.
You know, so even when you have these famous actors and actresses, you have these sport figures,
right?
You know, you have all these entertainers and, you know, their life is not, you know, all what it's cracked up to be. I mean, yes, they have a plush life. Yes, they have materially the best of everything. But at the same token, you know, it's very difficult to raise a very balanced. There's very few people. It's not that it's impossible, but it takes a very special family, especially family unit, to make something like that work.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And you can't have everything. You can't.
You can't.
You know, the best, something has to give. So when you're of such wonderfulness, greatness, of such popularity, you know, even to go to the movies or go to the restaurant or go shopping, you know, you have all these people nonstop coming up to you, you know, all these singers, all these performers. You have people who always want to be a part of you, and it's like a nonstop thing.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Well, look what they did to Princess Di.
Yeah.
That was a nonstop.
Yeah, harassment. It's nonstop harassment.
And the paparazzi. So they say the paparazzi killed her. I have a different theory, but I'll not go there right now.
Yeah.
I really do have a different theory. And it's not a nice one.
Do you want to explain
it? Yes,
you
don't I do. I'll also explain it. I really don't care.
All right.
You know, she was she already had – was on her way to a divorce with Charles.
Prince Charles.
Yes. And they did an autopsy, and this was kept very hush-hush. It was only like, I think I was the only one to see this, or a few people that I know saw this, on a newscast where they found out that she was pregnant with Dodi Fayed's baby.
Really?
Yes. And that because she was a princess to the throne, and because it was this was the first divorce, the queen and all of them didn't know how to handle this. So I don't want to say that they did it, but it seems as though it leans towards they had her killed. Yes. Yeah. And all, if you saw the autopsy reports, if you saw the alcohol level in the man who actually was driving the car, there was two sets of records.
Evidence.
Yeah. There was first the evidence was that he wasn't drunk at all. Then there was another set of evidence that came up that he had way intoxicating levels of alcohol in his body, which wasn't true. Then they also have actual footage of them all going on the elevator together, including the limousine driver. And you can see that he is not intoxicated whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that's very difficult for me to believe that they blamed this man for killing her because he was intoxicated. Then they came out with a second story that what happened was they did a blind spot on her. In the tunnel, they were able to turn the lights off. A bike.
Motorcycle.
A motorcycle bike. They turned the lights off in the tunnel. The motorcycle came and blinded him, and he couldn't see. He was going very fast, and he hit the wall. That was done purposely. And that's the story that I actually believe, is that they purposely had the lights shut off in the tunnel for that split second, and bing, he blinded him with his lights from the bike. He hit the wall, and it was a disaster after that. Mm. Yeah.
And they got married during Mercury retrograde when all the astrologers told them, don't do that, otherwise it's going to be the worst situation that you could imagine. And they were warned, and they were warned, and the royal family said, who gives a crap about the Mercury retrograde, not realizing how powerful it is.
It is very powerful.
But the Mercury retrograde, you have to respect it. And if you Google it, you'll find out in detail what Mercury retrograde is all about. And it happens about, if I'm not mistaken, approximately 4 times a year. But when it happens, boy, that's the time you don't start any new beginnings. But right now we have to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
So stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo from Angels and Answers, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. And I was just talking about how some of the wealthy live.
Counts me out.
Ultra wealthy. Ultra wealthy.
I like how the poor live because I can live in my house. If the boys come in with muddy feet, all right. So I don't get crazy.
Yeah, you have a lived-in house.
Certainly, that's a nice way to put it.
That's the way I look. All right, let's call that a lived-in house.
Let's call that big style lived-in house.
We'll call it a lived-in house. It's just like they call when you shoot somebody who you know, they call it friendly fire. The person must have gotten major bonuses on tagline
really?
To come up with friendly fire.
Yeah, what an oxymoron that is.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not filthy. The house is not filthy,
no.
But – if my dogs come in with muddy feet, I don't have a breakdown.
Right.
I just clean it.
Well, plus you have brown floors, so it covers up a lot. Yeah, it blends.
It's blending.
What color is that? Sometimes it's called mud.
It's called mud.
Mud, dirt, whatever you call it. It looks good. And especially with the green plants inside, it's just all – it's earth tones. That's what we call it. We call it earth tones.
You want to explain to them why I have these plants? My husband's a kook. He loves to plant. So my daughter-in-law bought him a hothouse for Christmas. That's just what I needed in my family room is a hothouse.
Wait, what's a hothouse, people?
A hothouse is somewhere where you start your plants and they get large enough to put into the ground so you don't have to buy them at nurseries, okay?
Okay, so you could start them from scratch.
Exactly.
During the off season.
Yeah, so during the winter, he started all his plants in his plastic cupboard nursery. This hot house, and it's all plastic covered. The plants are enormous. He's even got figs on some of his trees.
Wow.
That he planted from twigs. And so now my whole family room looks like a jungle. So, and I hate it. I hate it. I mean, I don't hate plants and things, but he's not clean with his stuff. And also, the boys get into them. The boys are going to just...
Explain what the boys are.
They know what the boys
are.
No,
they don't. Okay. Not everyone's listening.
All right. The boys are my two Neapolitan Mastiffs that are like...
Very large dogs.
They're like little people.
No, they're like very large people. Very muscular, large dogs.
Yes, they are. And then when the hothouse is open, the boys go grazing. So he's got to use only the top shelves because the boys were grazing on his tomato plants the other day. I'm so happy.
She's happy. He's throwing a crap fit.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I don't really mind because, you know, that's his only vice. Let it be. But still, it doesn't make for a really clean family room when you have all these plants all over the place that he waters them. All the water comes out from underneath. You could just finish washing the floors, and all the water is coming down on the floor again. I could just die.
Well, you just put something underneath it. What's the big deal?
That's a normal brain. You're talking about my husband now.
Yeah, that's all right. Like, you figure it out.
You want to take him home with you?
You figure it out. That's all. So any case, anybody looking for a car these days? Now, you want to know something. You know, here I am shifting cars because pretty soon, I mean, I keep on praying to Archangel Michael about coming into the engine of my van to keep it going really smooth.
Oh, I hope so.
And I really thought that I was going to break down the other day, and I had said a little prayer to Michael, and the van literally started to run much better.
Oh.
And I got it to my mechanic the next day for an oil change. And he said that, you know, you were low on your transmission fluid, which I thought I had enough, but I wasn't. And I think hopefully that's all it was just low on that.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so I said my little prayers, and so far, thank God, as I knock on wood, the van's running okay now. And oh my God,
good.
It's like, you know, everyone says, you know, when it rains, it pours.
Yes.
You know, and so many people feel like, oh, I'm taking, you know, I'm moving 10 steps ahead, taking 5 steps backwards, or 5 steps ahead, 10 steps backwards and stuff. And it gets very frustrating, but you want to know something? You don't stop moving ahead regardless. You know, and you try to keep the momentum alive, and you got to keep your enthusiasm going.
Yes.
And if you want to keep on experiencing positive experiences, you have to keep the enthusiasm up. You have to keep the positiveness and the optimism up. You know, you're not going to be successful or create positive outcomes if you're going to be a pessimist.
Oh, yeah.
And if you hang out with people in circumstances where it's much of a lower vibration, how can you expect to grow anything if the soil is contaminated? You can't. You have to be able to change things. So if you don't grow, and I say this all the time, don't grow comfortable in the uncomfortableness.
Absolutely. You know? I agree with that.
And
you should always be happy in everything you do.
You want to know something? I'm going to challenge everybody. I want you to do something that you've never done before that you always wanted to do, or get a hold of an old friend or an old relative who you haven't spoken to or seen in a really long time, somebody who you appreciate, and do a little search and just reach out to them and see, you know, start that new friendship, that new relationship, and reconnect with people who you really appreciate from the yesteryears. And, you know, allow yourself to go out and to enjoy. And now that the weather's going to break, you know, real soon. For some of you, it might already be sunny and gorgeous, but New Jersey world,
not here,
just not like that. You know, hopefully tomorrow, I think it's supposed to be sunny. Though.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be sunny.
So, but, right now, we're getting close to wrap up time.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. Time flies. Another 2 hours here and gone.
I can't believe it's 2 hours already.
Yeah. It goes by very fast. All right, everybody, listen up. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. May the angels of happiness follow you wherever you go. Always talk to them. Always ask them for assistance. They're there to help you. All right. And don't be afraid to ask for as much as you want, because God's love and abilities is unlimited abundance. So just keep on putting your prayers out there and ask for only what you do want. Never say what you don't want. Keep everything in the positive.
Yes, I agree that. I agree with that. And I also want to say that we thank everybody for listening every week, and we appreciate you. And we do wish you all the happiness that you need in your life to make your life better.
Yeah, do whatever it takes to make your life better. Or see a good comedy, or see something on History Channel. You know, just, you know, keep things positive and upbeat.
Right. And it doesn't always have to be a expensive night on the town to keep you happy. If you can just cuddle up with the one you love, turn on a movie and make a bowl of popcorn, get a nice blanket, throw it over you guys, and just relax by cuddling with a nice movie. That's wonderful.
And sometimes it's with your pets. It's
yes.
not necessarily with your partner in life. It could be with your pets.
Yes.
And you want some. And I personally have no problem with going to the movies by myself or hanging out by myself.
No, I know.
You know, I always say that, you know, I don't mind being alone and I'm never lonely. All right, everybody. May God bless you all.
Yes.
And we can't wait to speak to you next week. And don't be afraid to call us. Check out skyofangels.com.
Yep.
Check out artiehoffman.com and my YouTube videos. And until next week, everybody.
God bless.
Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyofAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.